Blog Talk Radio.
There you are. Good morning. Welcome to another in the series of Read the Word. We are in the book of 2 Samuel today. King David's going to be building his army. And then we're going to end the morning with communion, Holy Communion, on Sunday mornings here on Read the Word. So if you're not watching live, then click pause and send it to some friends and say, hey, take communion with me. And share the video with them. On there, get that little swoosh button. And invite them to be a part. Welcome everybody that's with us right now live. Thank you for being here live with us. We love you. If you want to talk in the chat over there, you can. Here we go. We're going to pray our opening prayer right now. Get started. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height. So I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen and amen. Here we go. 2 Samuel chapter 5. David reigns over all Israel. Now, if you remember, just a little background here. King Saul was killed in battle and his sons. And then Joab goes after Abner and kills him. David is being established as the king. That's where we find ourselves in chapter 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 1. All the tribes of Israel came down to David at Hebron and spoke, saying, indeed, we are your bone and your flesh. Also in time past, when Saul, one who led Israel out and brought them in, and the Lord said to you, you shall shepherd my people Israel and be ruler over Israel. Therefore, all the elders of Israel came to the king at Hebron. King David made a covenant with them at Hebron before the Lord, and anointed David king over Israel. David was 30 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 40 years. So David was just like Jesus. 15 to 17 years of training. Apostle Paul had 17 years of training. And David was 30 when he began to reign, and so was Jesus. Verse 5, reigned over Judah 7 years and 6 months, and in Jerusalem he reigned 33 years over all Israel and Judah. Verse 6, and the king and his men went to Jerusalem against the Jebusites, the inhabitants of the land, who spoke to David, saying, you shall not come in here. But the blind and the lame will repel you, thinking, David cannot come in here. Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion, that is the city of David. Now David said on that day, whoever climbs up by way of the water shaft and defeats the Jebusites, the lame and the blind, who are hated by David's soul, he shall be chief and captain. Therefore, they say, the blind and the lame shall not come into the house.
What's that about?
Then David dwelt in the stronghold and called it the city of David. David built all around from the Milo and inward. David went out and became great, and the Lord God of hosts was with him. 2 Samuel 5:1-10. Now, David's going to prove that statement wrong, because he goes and gets Mephibosheth, I think is the name of Jonathan's son or Saul's son, one of the two. And he has broken feet, and David takes care of him.
Oh, yeah.
He was in the land of, no, it had a better name than Uz. But anyway, we'll see that in some following chapters. Here we go to 2 Chronicles chapter 11. No, no, 1 Chronicles chapter 11, 603. David is made king over Israel. Then all Israel came together to David at Hebron, saying, "Indeed, we are your bone and your flesh. Time passed when Saul was king. You were the one who led Israel out and brought them in. The Lord your God spoke to you, 'You shall shepherd my people Israel and ruler over my people Israel.' All the elders came to the king at Hebron. David made a covenant with them at Hebron before the Lord. They anointed David king over Israel according to the word of the Lord." Now, here's Ben. Verse 4. "And David and all Israel went to Jerusalem, which is Jabesh, where the Jebusites were, the inhabitants of the land. But the inhabitants of Jabesh said to David, 'You shall not come in here.' Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion, that is the city of David. David said, 'Whoever attacks the Jebusites first shall be chief and captain.' Joab, the son of Zeruiah, went up first and became chief. Then David dwelt in the stronghold, therefore they called it the city of David. And he built the city around it, from the Milo to the surrounding area. Joab repaired the rest of the city. So David went on and became great, and the Lord of hosts was with him." Now, the Milo is the landfill. All right? Verse 10, "The mighty men of David." Now watch this. Interesting. "These were had the mighty men whom David had, who strengthened themselves with him in his kingdom, with all Israel, made him king, according to the word of the Lord concerning Israel. This is the number of the mighty men whom David had: Jashobeam, the son of a Hechmonite, chief of the captains. He lifted up his spear against 300 men killed by him at one time. After him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Ahoite, who was one of the three mighty men. He was with David at Pasdamim." Now there the Philistines were gathered for battle. There was a piece of ground full of barley. So the people fled from the Philistines. But they stationed themselves in the middle of that field, defended it, and killed the Philistines. So the Lord brought about a great victory. Men went down to Bach to David, into the cave of Adullam, and the army of the Philistines encamped in the valley of Rephaim. David was then in the stronghold, and the garrison of the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. David said with longing, "Oh, that someone would give me a drink of water from the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate." So the three broke through the camp of the Philistines, drew water from the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate, and took it and brought it to David. Nevertheless, David would not drink it, but poured it out to the Lord. He said, "Far be it from me, O my God, that I should do this. Shall I drink the blood of these men who have put their lives in jeopardy? For at the risk of their lives, they brought it. Therefore, he would not drink it." These things were done. Pause, 10:05. Think about what he just said. Those three mighty men got to the well, which was the most protected portion of any battlefield, and the whole army hadn't gotten in, but those three men got in and got him a drink of water. Those are some mighty warriors, special forces. 21 of the three was more honored than the other two. Nope. 20 Abishai, the brother of Joab, was chief of another three. He lifted up his spear against 300 men, killed them, and won a name among these three. Of the three, he was more honored than the other two men. Therefore, he became their captain. However, he did not attain to the first three. Interesting how this is written. Benaiah was the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man from Kabzeel, who had done many deeds. He killed two lion-like heroes of Moab. He also had gone down and killed a lion in the midst of a pit on a snowy day. These are some ferocious warriors. We just take out a lion. 23, killed an Egyptian, a man of great height, 5 cubits tall. 5 cubits, a cubit's a foot and a half, so he was 8 feet tall. In the Egyptian's hand, there was a spear like a weaver's beam. He went down with him. To him with a staff, wrested the spear out of the Egyptian's hand and killed him with his own spear. You can't make it up. You just have to read it. These things Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, did and won a name among the three mighty men. Indeed, he was more honored than the 30, but did not attain to the first three. And David appointed him over his guard. Also, the mighty warriors were Asahel, the brother of Joab, Elhanan, the son of Dodo of Bethlehem, Shemath the Hararite, Helez the Pelonite, Ira of Ishketh, Tekoite. He was a modern-day Tekoite. You missed it. Abiezer, the Anathoite, Thothite, Sibekai, the Hushathite, Eli, the Ehoite, Maharai, the Netophathite, Heled, the son of Baana, the Netophathite, Ittai, the son of Ribai of Gibeah, of the sons of Benjamin, the Pirathonite, Curai of the brooks of Aish, Abiel, the Arbathite, Asmavath, the Baharamite, Eliaba, the Shalonite, the sons of Hashan, Gizanite, Jonathan, the son of Shega, the Hararite, Ahiam, the son of Sekar, the Hararite, Eliphal, the son of Hefer, the son of Mecharathite, Ahijah, the Pelonite, Hezro, the Carmelite, Nimri, the Esbai, the son of Esbai, Joel, the brother of Nathan, Mibhar, the son of Hagri, Zelek, the Ammonite, Neharite, the Berathite, the armor-bearer of Joab, the son of Zeruiah, Ira, the Ithrite, Gareb, the Ithrite, Uriah, the Hittite, Zabab, the son of Ali, Adina, the son of Shiza, the Reubenite, the chief of the Reubenites, and 30 with him. Hanan, the son of Maacah, Jehoshaphat, the Mithnite, Uzziah, the Ashtarothite, Shammah and Jael, the sons of Hotham, the Arorite, Jediel, the son of Shimri, and Joah, his brother, the Tizite, Eliel, the Mahavite, Jerubai and Joshapha, the sons of Elnaam, Ithma, the Moabite, Eliel, Obed, and Jaziel, the Mezabite.
Wow.
Those were some real names. Chapter 12. Here we go. the growth of David's army. Now, these were the men who came to David at Ziklag while he was still a fugitive from Saul, son of Kish, and they were among the mighty men, helpers in the war. Armed with bows, using both the right hand and the left in hurling stones and shooting arrows with the bow. They were of Benjamin, Saul's brethren. The chief was Ahiezer, then Joash, the sons of Shema, the Gibeathite, Jaziel, and Pelet, the sons of Asmaveth, Barakah, and Jehu, the Anathothite. Wonder what that word means. Ishmaiah, the Gibeonite, mighty man, among the 30 and over the 30. Jeremiah, Jehaziel, Johanan, and Jozabad, the Gedarathite, Eluzai, Jeremoth, Bealiah, Shemariah, and Shephatiah, the Heruphite, Elkanah, Jeshiah, Azriel, Joazer, Jashobim, the Korathites, and Jolal and Zebadiah, the sons of Jeroham of Gedor. Some Gadites joined David at the stronghold in the wilderness, mighty men of valor, men trained for battle, who could handle the shield and spear, whose faces were like the faces of lions, and were as swift as the gazelles on the mountains. Now, don't get this mixed up. They didn't have a lion head on a human body. They didn't have gazelle feet. Humans are humans. Animals are animals. They are like that. I'm saying that specifically for all these people who are claiming and taking on the appearance of an animal and doing everything that that animal does. Human, you can never cross over. You're a human. Animals are animals. Humans are humans. Here we go. 9. Ezer, the first. Obadiah, the second. Eliab, the third. Mishmanah, the fourth. Jeremiah, the fifth. Attai, the sixth. Eliel, the seventh. Johanan, the eighth. Elzabad, the ninth. Jeremiah, the tenth. Machbani, the 11th. These were from the sons of Gad, captains of the army. The least was over 100, and the greatest was over 1,000. These are the ones who crossed the Jordan in the first month. It had overflowed all its bank. And they put to flight all those in the valley, to the east and to the west. Then some of the sons of Benjamin and Judah came to David at the stronghold. And David went out to meet them, and answered and said to them, if you have come peaceably to me to help me, my heart will be united with you. But if you betray me to my enemies, since there is no wrong in my hands, may the God of our fathers look and bring judgment. The spirit came upon Amasai, chief of the captains, and he said, we are yours, O David. We are on your side, O son of Jesse. Peace, peace to you. And peace to your helpers, for God helps you. So David received them and made them captains of the troop. Pretty powerful statement right there. 19. Some from Manasseh defected to David when he was going with the Philistines to battle against Saul. But they did not help him, for the Lord of the Philistines sent him away by agreement, saying, he may defect to his master Saul and endanger our heads. When he went to Ziklag, those of Manasseh who defected to him were Adnah, Jozabad, Jediel, Michael, Jozabad, Elihu, Zelethi, captains of the thousands who were from Manasseh. And they helped David against the bands of raiders. For they were all mighty men of valor, and they were captains in the army. At that time, they came to David day by day to help him until it was a great army like the army of God. Verse 23, David's army at Hebron. Now, these were the numbers of the divisions that were equipped for war, and came to David at Hebron to turn over the kingdom of Saul to him according to the word of the Lord. Of the sons of Judah bearing shield and spear, 6,800 armed for war. That's a pretty good number of guys. Of the sons of Simeon, mighty men of valor, fit for war, 7,100. The sons of Levi, 4,600. Jehoiada, the leader of the Aaronites, and with him, 3,000. 700. Zadok, a young man, a valiant warrior, from his father's house, 22 captains. That's a lot of captains. The sons of Benjamin's relatives of Saul, 3,000, until then the greatest part of them had remained loyal to the house of Saul. Of the sons of Ephraim, 20,800, mighty men of valor, famous men throughout their father's house. Of the half-tribe of Manasseh, 18,000, who were designated by name to come and make David king. For the sons of Issachar, who had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do, their chiefs were 200. All their brethren were at their command. Of Zebulun, there were 50,000 who went to battle, expert in war with all weapons of war, stout-hearted men who could keep their rank. Now that is an interesting verse in the Bible, because there's a whole bunch of people that refuse to keep their rank. Of Naphtali, this is verse 34, 1,000 captains, and with them 37,000 with shield and spear. Of the Danites, who could keep battle formation, 28,600. Of Asher, those who could go to war, able to keep battle formation, 40,000. Of the Reubites and the Gadites and the half-tribe of Manasseh, from the other side of the Jordan, 120,000 armed for battle with every kind of weapon of war. All these men of war who could keep ranks came to Hebron with a loyal heart to make David king over all Israel. And all the rest of Israel were of one mind to make David king. With David 3 days, eating and drinking, for their brethren had prepared for them. Moreover, those who were near to them from as far away as Issachar and Zebulun and Naphtali were bringing food on donkeys and camels, on mules and oxen, provisions of flour, cakes of figs, cakes of raisins, wine and oil, oxen and sheep abundantly, for there was joy in Israel. Interesting. But every nation's got to have a king. Well, not really, but once you have a king, then you got to have an army, because you got to be able to protect your borders and your kingdom. And so, there you go. Mighty men of valor. What did we read? Did it give a number like 500,000 or anything? Did we read that? I don't think it did it? All right. Now, let's circle the wagons, and then we're going to receive communion together. In that time of communion will be the prayer of salvation. And no matter who you are, by the time we're done tonight, you'll be right with God. But let's think about this. While David's kingdom is being established, God is building a mighty army with him. And there's, I don't know, there may only be 400,000, but it's probably 500,000. Warriors that was with him. I mean, the one group was 100,000. So these are a bunch of warriors, and God set them up and God anointed them so that David would become a mighty king. David would fight the battles of all their enemies, and Solomon would be able to live in peace most of the days of his life. And so we see God's majestic plan for his people. Once again, in Jesus by the name. Now, this is our Sunday time for communion, the new covenant worship. So I encourage you to get your Bible out. Let's read these verses together. Then we'll pray the prayer of salvation, make sure everybody's right with God, and receive the elements together today. Chapter 11, verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he broke it, he blessed it, and he said, take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, his redemptive work, until he comes. Verse 28 says, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Now, 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is, Jesus the head, so are we this world. Perfect love cast out fear and the torment that goes with it. And we thank you for that, Jesus. Now, we're going to pray the prayer of salvation. Verse 28 says, let a man examine himself, and then let him eat the bread and drink of the cup. Well, examine yourself. And if when you get done, you say, I need God in my life, that makes you worthy. That makes you worthy. Paul's only caution was, don't come to the house of God and mock him. That is not wise. Ready? Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every
day. And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe in you.
Jesus, I believe in you.
I know you rose again on the third day.
I know you rose again on the third day.
I receive you into my life, Jesus.
I receive you into my life, Jesus.
All of your love.
All of your love.
All of your mercy.
All of your mercy.
All of your grace.
All of your grace.
All of your righteousness.
All of your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
To overflowing.
To overflowing.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the Word of God.
Understand the
pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful
as a believer every day.
As a believer every
I
day.
Pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Think about it. In that one prayer, you are made right with God and no fear. There's no fear of it. You ask, it's happened. You ask Jesus to come in. He's the author and finisher of your faith. He's the light of the world. He's the perfect example of righteousness and then made you into that righteousness. He was given a kingdom and a glory, and he gave it to you and me and said, greater works than these will we do in his name. Welcome to the kingdom of God tonight. You not only were born again in your spirit, made right with the Father, you now have a relationship that's reconciled. And there's no longer any distance between you and the Father. How amazing is that? How amazing is that? You know, what you've done tonight is the first step. That's what this gathering of believers is about. We're here to help you take every step in the future in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Got the website and the email address in there. And you'll be able to contact us. And in any way that we can help you, we will. Tell us what you're dealing with. We got lots of videos to help you. You might just say, Pastor, I don't even know nothing. Well, I got lots of videos to help you with that too. And they got timestamps in them. And you'll be able to study the Word of God and get a solid foundation under your feet and be blessed in God's kingdom. Here we go. Let's receive our communion elements together now. If you will, hold your items up. We'll bless them together. Get you some bread and water, bread and grape juice. Here we go. Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify
for this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion with you.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace
is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes,
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion. Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing
broken. Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body.
In my body.
From your body, Jesus.
From your body.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Let's receive his body broken for us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your wonderful love and mercy and grace. Thank you, thank you. And now we lift up the cup of blessing, the blood of Jesus. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation with you, my Father.
Reconciliation with you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The most powerful cleansing force.
The most powerful cleansing
force. On the face of this earth.
On the face of this earth.
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed
and
away.
And all things have become new.
And all things.
And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly.
Come boldly.
Before the throne room of grace.
Before the throne room
where
of
I
grace.
Find grace, mercy, and help.
For
my assignment every day. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague.
Every plague
has to pass over.
Has to pass over.
And cannot be on me or my family.
Cannot be on me or my family.
My conscience is purged.
My
My robes are made white,
robes are made white,
and I will always be,
and I will always be
the glorious church,
the glorious church
without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me,
in Jesus'
mighty
name,
let's receive his bloodshed. Thank you, Lord, for for what you've done for us. Let's sing our song we've been singing. Oh, how I love Jesus. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its words. It sounds like music in my ears. The sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Oh, how I love you, Jesus, because you first loved me. Well, there you go. Happy May 1st to you. Happy first day of the week. We're so glad you came by and received communion with us. Send it to all your crazy friends that have never taken communion at all. Tell them, receive communion with this pastor online. He's a good man. Tell them, send it. Because how many people have never received communion? And if they would just listen to one of our communion services, they'd be set free. It's another one of those church doctrines that have just scared people. And it's literally going to scare people to hell. Because they're going to be afraid of God and His and Jesus' blood. And that's just wrong. Anyways, we want to be a blessing to you. There'll be some timestamps in there. And know this. Until we see you again, this is what we have to say. We love you.
We love you.
And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. Shoot me an email. Email address is right there in the notes of this program. Call you blessed in Jesus' mighty name.